While the new governor, Charlie Baker, took office nearly 2 weeks ago, today is Inauguration Day for other constitutional office holders, among them the incoming Attorney General, Maura Healey. We heard from outgoing Attorney General Martha Coakley on her last day in office yesterday, and this morning we turned to Healey, who's about to become the state's 55th Attorney General. We started by asking what sets her apart from her predecessors.
One thing that I'm looking to do that is different is create for the first time something called the Division of Community Engagement. I want the Attorney General's office felt and known and available in communities to the people we serve.
To what end? What would that bureau do?
Well, they'll be there to, as the office does right now, handle complaints that come in, particularly from consumers, but also to be available to provide more direct information to the public. In addition to litigating and bringing cases, that we're also there communicating to the public about how they can better take care of themselves, protect themselves as consumers. And so the more time I can have folks from the office spending time out in communities, talking and listening to people from all walks of life, that helps drive and inform the agenda of the People's Law Firm.
Other attorneys general in the past in Massachusetts have been known for pursuing consumer affairs, for focusing on public corruption or on human trafficking. A year from now, what does Maura Healey want to be known for?
Well, look, there are any number of things that are going to be on my plate. Attorney General is the people's lawyer. It's the people's law firm. I have made Bob as my top priority right now, getting a handle on the heroin and prescription drug crisis epidemic, which continues to worsen each day.
Why are you focusing on that right out of the box, well, even before taking office?
And you're right. I made an announcement about this a couple weeks ago because I simply didn't want to wait till I got into office. You know, the fact of the matter is people are dying every day from all walks of life across communities, rural, suburban, and urban, and we need to get a handle on this. And my view was that we have a lot of different tools in the Attorney General's office, from our consumer protection folks to our criminal prosecutors to our investigators to folks who do outreach, who can really lend support to this effort. So that is why I am doing this, because I see it as a tremendous public health crisis right now, and we need to come together and act.
In terms of abusers themselves, do you see your primary role in trying to figure out a way to help them or punish them?
Absolutely. This is about recovery and treatment. This is about cutting down on recidivism. And people need that help, and they need that support, and they need a way to be able to better access that support. This is an important issue for me.
You've talked about reducing gun violence and ending mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. How are you going to execute those plans?
Well, I think this gets to sort of the larger discussion about criminal justice reform, and there's a lot of talk right now in the state on that issue. Where I want to be on this issue, Bob, is really looking at the whole spectrum. How is it on the front end that we can work to keep juveniles out of the criminal justice system? What do we need for outreach and intervention, diversion programs? Many folks who find themselves in our district courts are dealing with serious drug and substance abuse issues. What are we doing then, well, with respect to drug courts, treatment programs, and the like? On the back end, I've talked about meaningful reentry, reintegration programs, setting people up for success when they get out of jail so that they're better able to get jobs, housing.
So are you saying that your gut tells you or your head tells you that there are too many people in jail, or at least some people in jail who don't need to be there, who could be freed?
I think that there are people who continue to find themselves in our houses of correction and in our jails, and we need to break some of the cycles that lead to them continuing to end up in those places. But any mandatory minimums alone is not going to get us there. We really need, in my view, to look at the whole spectrum.
Casinos, you've said you want to hold their feet to the fire. Pretty good slogan, campaign slogan, but practically, what's that mean as Attorney General?
Look, it means participating in discussions about proposed regulations. They may be consumer protection regulations. They may be other regulations that are contemplated. But it is important that the Attorney General have a voice and participate actively in those discussions. And now the job is to implement the gaming law and to make sure that casino operators who have made any number of commitments and promises to the people of the state, to communities, are held to those commitments.
When we had our exit interview with the outgoing Attorney General Martha Coakley this week, she mentioned that one of the things that distressed her as she was leaving is that there is no shelter in Massachusetts for victims of sex trafficking, victims of prostitution in the state. Is that something that you would reverse? Would that be a focus for you?
Absolutely. It's really important that we have an ability to open a safe house for victims of human trafficking. I'll be looking forward to working together with the mayor and with others on getting that kind of housing up and running.
You know, it was not an issue during the campaign, but I want to ask, what's it mean to you to be the first openly gay state attorney general in the country? And do you see that somehow reflected in the way that you're going to pursue policy while you're in office or being a role model?
Well, you know, I'm glad that that barrier has been broken, Bob. That's a piece of who I am. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am here for all people in the state. And that's what's going to drive me in the work that I do and the work of that office.
Attorney General-elect, but by the end of this day, the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Great to be on. Thanks, Bob.